This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hello, and thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast at northsound1.com/listen again. Connor Maynard is on the podcast this week. He popped in to speak to myself and Yaz on Greg's Eat Breakfast. That's coming up. First of all, we'll have some accidental phone calls from Andy and Craig's big drive home. That was weird. You can hear them soon. And we sent some GLS superfans off to see GLS in Aberdeen and got them to report back to us. They were Kerry and Mandy. You can hear what Kerry and Mandy thought of GLS. I think they were quite impressed. That's still to come on the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. All right, I know you've been waiting for it. Let's hear what happened when Connor came in to speak to Yaz and myself.
So welcome to the show, Greg's at Breakfast, and we've got Connor Maynard. How are you, Connor?
I'm all good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm fine, not too bad. Myself and Grant taking care of things today. And we want to get to know you a little bit more. I mean, I know there's kind of a couple of fans out there, so you've got some fans hanging out.
Yeah, it was
really, was that quite good to be greeted by?
It was really funny, yeah, because I mean, all I said was I was in Aberdeen today, and for some reason there were fans already outside, and they were like, yeah, we figured it out. And I was like, okay.
And the wet weather as well. How are you coping with the weather? It's supposed to be snowing today, by the way.
Oh, wow. Well, luckily I packed some jackets and it wasn't all just flip-flops. And
thermals.
Welcome to Aberdeen. You come in the snow, guys.
Yeah.
We were reading all about you now. Obviously, I've heard the song and stuff. It's been all over the place, all over YouTube. But the people in the UK are calling you the UK's version of Justin Bieber. Mm. Are you taking that as a compliment?
For me, it's kind of like... Well, as starting as an artist, it's kind of you're gonna get comparisons like that, because it's just very early on. But I mean, for me, like, yeah, to be compared to one of the biggest artists in the world right now, and to have not even kind of released a first single yet is kind of crazy. But I mean, I feel that comparison really only goes as far as the fact that we're both young and have gone through YouTube. I think the music kind of does cut through the comparison. It's kind of we're both releasing different things and going through taking different paths in I suppose our musical genres and stuff. So.
You've got a lot of famous fans, though. You've got kind of famous fan base as well. A lot of famous people.
Yeah,
that tweet
I've
about
been
you.
Lucky enough to have a lot of kind of big names jump on board and have seemed really interested. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, for example, one of the first people that ever noticed me in the first place was Neo. Mm-hmm. So he saw one of my covers, and then I got a tweet from Chris Brown, a tweet from Ed Sheeran. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah, just to see my covers on YouTube.
I was hoping you were going to do a bit of name dropping. That's
good.
Yeah,
no, let me just pick that name up on the floor.
Yeah, I don't want to drop that name again. Yeah. But you're as bad as Will I Am on The Voice. You watching The Voice?
Oh, I heard it was Tom Jones who does all the
name dropping. They're pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Oh, okay.
It's good.
I'd be perfect on that.
So, you got that phone call from Neo. How did that go? Did you think it was like an April Fool's? You must
have... no, literally. When I first kind of got contacted by someone who claimed to work with Neo, I just thought I was going to pick up the phone and my mates would be like, "Whoa, down the phone." I was waiting for that. But no, lucky enough, I did ask. I was like, "Look, this is quite unbelievable. I don't know whether to take this as truth or not." So I asked, like, "Is there any way you can prove it?" And they went, "Yeah, man, we get him on. We'll get him on Skype." And then, sure enough, in the next few days, I was sitting on Skype to Neo. So
how surreal?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like midnight as well. So I was like in my pajamas, getting ready for bed. And then Neo just sitting there watching me.
Like, your PJs.
How does he introduce himself? It's like, yo, Connor, it's Neo.
I can't really remember. I think he just assumed I knew who he was. Didn't really feel like I had to kind of be like, "Who are you again?"
Yeah. It's me, Neo.
Am I right in saying that you're is your new single produced by The Invisible Men?
Yes.
I just need to ask, if you could be invisible for the day, Connor, what would the first thing you would do?
The first thing I'd do? What would be the first thing I'd do if I was invisible?
It'd be a great superpower to have.
Yeah, I know. There are so many things you could do.
I'm thinking
so many things that I don't know if I'm allowed to say, so I'm not going to say them. Right. What other things could I do? I think, just like play jokes on so many people.
Yeah,
like,
so did you play any for April Fool's Day? Did you play any
April
pranks?
Fools. I remember last year I did do one. I tweeted that I'd lost my voice and I was never going to sing again. Uh-huh. So all the fans were like crying. Like, "No, please tell me you're joking." And they just all seemed to forgot it was April 1st. I was like, yeah, it wasn't April Fool's, guys. But they were pretty upset about that. So I should actually apologise, really.
It's better than the cling film over the toilet seat.
Yeah. One of my mates had a cup of tea yesterday made by a friend. She was, "Oh, do you want a cup of tea?" "Yeah, no bother, yeah." And salt instead of sugar.
And I lied and said I'd woken up to
but I
want to
throw it back
eyebrows
in her face, like, "April Fool's!" Just like watching, like, "Oh," screaming.
So let's talk about the new single. It's just fantastic. I'm going to ask the obvious. Girls, 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 Just Can't Say No is a single, by the way. It is all about, basically, you just having... Is it about what I think it's about? Is it?
What is it about?
I'm just
going
to say what everybody's thinking.
Well, I mean, when we actually wrote it, we kind of had this backing track and we absolutely loved it and we knew we had to write something crazy over it. And all I had, the only idea I actually had in my head at the time was the whole Houston, I think we got a problem. That was the only thing I had. And we thought, well, we can't just put just that in a song. Can't just have that line over and over again. It has to be something else. So we put that in there. And then I think we just kind of linked it to, we had the whole Girls, Girls, Girls catchy chorus. And then obviously Send My Rocket to the Sky, that kind of stuff. And yeah, I think it's definitely meant to be kind of more tongue-in-cheek. It's not really meant to be taken.
Yeah.
So like, seriously, I don't say that I just walk down the street and girls just jump on me. That's
well, what I did all those like 4 or 5 girls outside.
Maybe that's something I can do when I'm invisible. Just jump on girls. It wasn't me. Just run.
So have you found the attention? Obviously, there's like quite a few girls outside. Have you found that there's been like loads and loads of people not stalking you?
You've got a lot of followers on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
60,000.
Well, no, it's 100 and something thousand. Facebook's kind of 200,000 now. So, yeah, things have been growing really quickly recently. But yeah, I mean, there are some of the more crazy fans. I mean, they are called maniacs, so they have to kind of fit that.
Yeah.
They have to kind of fit that role, but I have been chased before.
No,
that was great.
Really?
I just finished Nando's and I was just walking home, minding my own business, and I got chased down the street, so that's great.
Well, you were running off the Nando's, that would be quite
good. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, they just...
Get stitched, though.
They just wanted a picture in the end, so I don't really know what.
That's right. You know, we were talking about this, like they're a little bit, you know, infatuated by you, and then they come to you, they're all nervous, and I just want a picture.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. Every time I do a show, like, they're all in the queue, then they're all like chatting, they're like, oh, God, I'm so excited. So they seem like, hi. That's it. And then they just walk off and I'm like, all right, bye then.
I think we should get the new song on.
Yep, let's play the new song. It's out on the 30th of April.
It is available on the...
The 15th.
16th.
So a week before my birthday then.
Big bosses
Monday,
in the background.
Yeah,
there's a lot of conversations in the background.
When should we release it?
let's brainstorm.
Yeah, yeah.
Really,
when do you guys think it should go out?
So when is it out? Let's just get
the 16th.
16th. Connor, what a great new single that is, Can't Say No, on North Sound 1. And Yaz, as we're doing that, is like, I'm just going to get some autographs for my friend. It's not for you.
It's for my friend. Yeah.
No, I do like the
name's Yaz.
Yeah, it's Yaz.
Connor came prepared, though. He's got little photos of himself.
I was going to say.
It's the cover of the first single, just... Me, casually looking beautiful.
Looking good, you are looking good. Very easy on the eye, Connor. You really are.
Ah, thank you very
much. How long did it take you to get ready?
This morning?
Yep.
I was rushed. I was like kicked out of the hotel almost, so that was great. I was trying to have a nice little lie in and dum 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 dum.
But you had a problem with breakfast, didn't you, this morning?
Problem with breakfast? Yeah. I saw the breakfast bowl and they actually mixed frosted flakes with... No, regular cornflakes.
A bit of cross-contamination in their grant.
It's Aberdeen, you know.
All sorts.
Actually, yeah. we probably crazy should, while he's up here, we should maybe introduce you to some of the local delicacies. Have you had a pie yet? I know it's not really an Aberdeen thing. It's more of a Scottish thing.
Not a pie, no.
What about a rowie?
Yeah.
What's that?
You have no idea what that is.
Yeah,
no.
It's not something you have with your
intrigued.
Mom.
Really?
Basically, like the only way to describe it is lard.
No, it's really fattening.
It's really fattening. It's bread. How would you describe
it's
it?
It's just fat.
Yeah,
kind
it's
of
just
fat,
yeah, fat
really
with a little
just,
bit of salt.
It tastes nice, or?
Yes. Very salty.
They're very nice.
Are we selling
that.
It to you?
Almost,
it's like an Aberdeen croissant, really,
yes,
isn't it?
It's the
like,
Aberdeen version of a croissant.
Yeah.
It's very
flat.
The plate.
Yeah.
So what's the plan when you're up here in Scotland, anyway?
I'm kind of just going to be, well, I mean, I just can't wait to kind of get back to start doing shows up here. That's what I'm really looking forward to. I mean, this time around, kind of mean a lot of different... radio station, just kind of, you know, I think it's always a bit better if I just come here personally and meet all you guys, and know that you guys are kind of supporting the song, kind of you aren't just shouting out some random person who you've never even met before, like, yeah, Connor Maynard, he's a great guy, I've never met him, but he's really, apparently really cool, that kind of thing. So I think it's always cool to just come up here and
have you been to Scotland before then, or is this the first time?
No, it's my first time in Scotland.
Because you're from
Scotland
Brighton?
Originally from Brighton, yes. So this is my first time in Scotland, but just like you said, like, you know, rainy kind of thing, quite cold.
It wasn't this time last
to
week.
Be fair,
was it not?
No.
Had you came this time last week,
you would
see
you'd never
us
believed it.
A little bit
that's
of sun.
What they all say.
That will change, like,
Come to Scotland.
We were sunbathing last time.
Connor, it's been amazing having you on the show. Good luck with the new song.
No, thank you so much for having me. They've been really great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No, just one thing you need to do before you go, Yaz really does want that autograph.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay,
sorry, I've got names and everything. I've got two names.
Here we go.
You're going to get that sorted out.
They're not hard to spell, are they?
Connor, great to speak to you. Connor Maynard speaks to myself and Yaz from Greg's Eat Breakfast. There's a picture on our Facebook page. Connor's smiling, Yaz is smiling, but I don't smile in photos. Check it out at facebook.com/NorthSound1. This is Grant and JLS. We're in town, and Greg's Eat Breakfast sent superfans Mandy and Kerry off to the gig to give us a review. Here's what the guys thought.
Hiya.
Kerry, the JLS superfan, you won tickets on top of the class.
I did, lucky me.
How hot were the boys?
Too hot. It was absolutely mobbed, I have to say. And then everybody has their little waving sticks and, you know, their banners and their big spongy fingers. And I was quite, oh, it was good to see, actually.
Who were you there with, Kerry?
I went with my chum and it was really good. And, you know, I did kind of think I was going to be, well, forget Barbara being the oldest swinger in town. I thought I was going to be the oldest swinger in town. But, you know, turns out I wasn't. I think there was a lot of parents there pretending they were with their kids, you know, but they weren't. And my friend kept saying, come along now, children, come along, pretending that we had kids with us. People were looking at us, you know.
How close to the boys were you?
Well, the good thing about it is that they like to mix with their crowd. So they had their centre stage and then they like to kind of walk around and come and go in between. So it was really good. So, I mean, they walked right past right in front of us. So it was good.
So the highlight of the night for you was what?
Oh, well, some of their moves, you know. I mean,
yeah. So what you're saying is if JLS had come out and they hadn't sang a song, you would have still had a great time.
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Right, I can think of a lot worse ways to spend your birthday, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, and it was your birthday as well. Well, yeah. Well, happy birthday again. And I'm glad you enjoyed the gig.
I did, I certainly did. But can I just say, there was a lassie in the box office called Yvonne, and I just want to give her a wee shout out because one of my friends that was down from Shetland with her wee girl, there was a mix-up with her tickets, and at 8 o'clock last night, she was sat in a hotel room breaking her heart, and Yvonne sorted it. So there's nice people out there, and I just thought she deserved a wee mention.
So, well done. You won the tickets to see JLS on Top of the Class. Maybe you're going to phone in for Steps tickets this week?
If you happen to have, you know, any spare tickets in future lying around, I think because you did me a favour, I could do you a favour, take them off your hands, report back for you. Out of the goodness of my heart, you know?
Yeah, okay. But... What a chance. All right. Oh. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, Gregsy.
Good morning, Mandy.
That sounded a bit rough.
Yeah, you've been singing, haven't you, Mandy?
And I'm so embarrassed. And my voice is going, I've been gargling for 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh, no. You sound fantastic. You do. You really, really do.
Oh, it was absolutely brilliant. Better than, oh. And I'm laughing as well because my poor 10-year-old, she was pulled up and down that stairs every time they walked past.
You were using your 10-year-old to get closer to the boys, were you?
I really and truly was. And I kept saying to her, oh, because you could see them. I mean, the staff was phenomenal. They were really so good. And they kept, like, you knew when they were coming on and off, kind of thing, to the centre stage. Because obviously they were all, like, coming round. And they put up, like, barricades. So I caught on to this. So poor Kayleigh was, like, pushing. I was like, Kayleigh, come on. She's like, Mum. So I don't think she'll be coming to a show with me, I guess.
I tell you, if we could just get JLS to perform for the pandas at Edinburgh Zoo, we'll have no problem at all. Judging by the reactions I'm getting from you lot this morning.
But it's not funny because I feel kind of bad. Is it near wrong? Because I'm a 40-odd-year-old woman. And I'm thinking to myself, this is so wrong. But actually, I'm thinking and how I'm feeling just now when I see this young lad.
Right, have a cold shower, sit down.
Have you got a favourite?
I didn't, but both my kiddies, they like Aston, but I must admit, I quite like Marvin.
Oh, Marvin.
Oh, he's a wee good
manager, engaged, isn't
he?
As well.
Mm. I know, but no, they're all lovely, all of them, every single one of them. Oh, but no, it was absolutely fantastic. As I say, everything, the show, they were just, oh. Yes, as you say, I need to take another cold shower.
Right, what was your favourite song that they sang?
Oh,
Focus
Proud.
On the music.
Let's get back to the music.
Aye, Proud. I mean, honest, I was so emotional. See, when they came back on at the end and all head on white, and as I say, yes, they did put back on clothes, which was a bit... But no, they all came out and they sang Proud, and oh...
It was so, so emotional. I actually was. I was crying. So I think that is my youngest daughter again.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Brilliant, Mandy.
And I take it nothing. There was nothing bad about the gig at all. There was nothing bad apart from your behaviour.
Nothing at all.
Or just when they put the clothes back on for the last song.
Just when it finished and they got to go backstage, the kids got to go back, says the mother. The kids' mother went back as well. And you got your photograph and got autographs and everything.
Oh, have you got an autograph from the boys?
Yes.
Well, Mandy, I'm glad. It sounds like you had a great time. Yes?
Yes, I did. And thank you so much, Gregsy and Yaz.
That's no problem at all. You did it yourself, remember, because you won the tickets on Top of the Class. And on Top of the Class tomorrow, you can win tickets for Steps.
I know, and I love Steps. That's my duty.
Well, you can try again tomorrow. Thanks for coming on and giving us an honest JLS review. Bit too honest, but thanks for the review all the same.
Thanks ever so much, guys. Have a nice day.
I've never actually saw JLS in concert before, so there you go. There's the review from Gregsy at breakfast. And let's talk accidental phone calls with Andy and Craig on the big drive home.
Oh, no, just quickly. Every now and again, we get a phone call from somebody's phone that's in their pocket and they can't hear us, we can't hear them. But they're calling just now. Shut it, the call. I wonder what they're doing.
No need to swear.
R2-D2! Is that you?
I think it's E.T.
Is it Morse code? What'd you say? Scotty's stuck down the ravine and you need to come and get him with a helicopter and a length of rope? Can you hear us?
Nothing gonna come my way. Cause just sitting on a dock of the bay. Watching the tide.
I think he's been sitting on that dock of the bay for a while.
Hello?
Sitting on the dock of the bay.